AI tech continues to change our lives, or more specifically, this week, the music industry. And from rap battles to country singer revivals, we'll unpack this week's stories in AI music here on today's AI Roundup. What up, friends? I'm your host, Phil Buck, and you're watching AI Roundup, a weekly digest of all things AI related. Quick reminder, if you like what we're doing here on the show, help me out by liking this video. Okay, so unless you've been living under a rock, you might have been hearing some news about rap battles in the past week or so. And like pretty much everything in our lives right now, even rap battles are being affected by AI tech. Today we're going to take a look at two stories about the music industry and mainstream releases that both took advantage of AI recreated voices, some for good and some not so much. Okay, so first up, let's clear the air on something that has been filling up my social media feeds for the past week. Drake and Kendrick Lamar have been coming at each other relentlessly the past week. And in a buildup that began months ago with J. Cole calling out Drake and Kendrick as the big three in rap, the heat continued to ratchet up over the past week, and most would say the battle is now over, with J. Cole apologizing to Kendrick and deleting his diss track. And then the white flag for Drake, I would say, is that most of the listeners saw that he turned off his Instagram comments. So kind of a TKO there, I guess. Now, who's the winner of this battle is a little more subjective. It's Kendrick. But who's the loser is perhaps a little more clear-cut. It's me and you, or perhaps the estate of Tupac. Okay, so that's not so clear either. But the point that really stood out to me about this story is really about how much AI technology affected the events in this rap battle. Let's go through it. First up, one of the earliest diss tracks in the battle came from Drake, called Taylor Made Freestyle. It featured both AI creations of Snoop Dogg and Tupac. And we don't really know for sure what level of involvement Snoop had for this track, but he did repost it on Instagram, leading fans to believe that that was him co-signing on the track. I don't know. On the other hand, the Tupac estate was not happy about the use of his voice posthumously and made it very clear with threats of legal action and a scathing public remark. And so here we are with not anywhere near the first AI voice cloning in mainstream pop music, but probably the most troubling and least inspiring, if we're being honest. I think it's one thing to try to use an artist's voice or image after death for an artistic purpose that we could debate endlessly here. It's quite another to use their voice to have them hypothetically defend you in a public battle of wits. For all the things that there might be to argue about if this is legal or ethical, I will declare it's just really in bad taste. And we have plenty of evidence that this stuff isn't going to fly. We actually covered this a couple of months ago. Make sure you go check that video out. So, for example, Doozy Podcast recreated George Carlin. And, you know, for all intents and purposes there, that was meant to be kind of an homage to George. The creator, Chad Colgan, clearly holds Carlin in high regard. But that didn't stop the Carlin estate from shutting them down. Imagine if Doozy had used Carlin's voice to talk smack against another podcast. Anyway, oh, and just a footnote in this story, producer Metro Boomin also created a clapback track featuring an AI sample about Drake, which without saying much more, let's just say it's really funny. It's also worth noting that the sample track, it does sound like it was created with Udio. I'm 99% sure it was. And if you want to know more about that, check out my video from just a couple weeks ago. I've been having a ton of fun with Udio, so I would recommend at least giving it a try. Okay, so that's just one very stinky, I must say, use of AI voice cloning in the music industry this week. Let's flip the script and look at a much more inspiring story based on the same technology. Country singer Randy Travis hasn't put out new music in nearly 10 years. After suffering a stroke, Travis was left struggling with aphasia, which limits his ability to talk and brought his recording career to a close, or so we thought. But thanks to efforts by Warner Music Nashville and developers in London, the team was able to build two models, one based on 12 stems of Travis and another built from 42 stems of his voice from previous recordings. And then a team consisting of writers Scotty Emmerich and John Scott Sherrill, vocalist James Dupree, and Travis's longtime collaborators, producer Kyle Lenning and engineer Casey Wood, cherry-picked from the vocal generations of Travis to curate and fine-tune. In an article from the Associated Press, the team says they made alterations to things like vibrato, speed, or slowing and relaxing phrases. And furthermore, they just wanted to make sure that this process heavily included the human element. Randy Travis's first song in 10 years, Where That Came From, released last Friday. And after listening, I'm not going to lie, it's really impressive. If you ask me without any context, I would never guess that this was made with AI. And, you know, that's in contrast to the Drake track featuring Tupac and Snoop Dogg. You can pretty much hear it immediately. The artifacts of AI-generated audio are very present there. And I think this just goes to show that, you know, the artistic process of incorporating or just using AI technology, it still really, really relies on a human that knows what the art is supposed to be like. If you don't have that perspective, then you're just pumping out crap. I mean, let's just be honest here. So personally, I think that it's pretty amazing just to see the value that these types of AI tech can bring to the table. We saw this before with that last Beatles song that came out a few months back, Now and Then, where, you know, Peter Jackson's team was able to extract and restore the voice of John Lennon. And now this is even more inspiring to me to see that they have the ability to give Randy Travis, you know, his voice back while he's still alive. He has the ability to create, you know, and continue his work before he's gone. So, you know, these stories back to back today, this week, it really just highlighted to me the peaks and valleys of what we can expect to be up against with AI technology as it continues to develop and evolve. I mean, undoubtedly, bad actors with nefarious purposes will find ways to put LLMs, voice cloning, deep fake technologies, you name it, to work for devious deeds. But also the best of us can find ways to put these things to work to restore or even improve our humanity. So what do you think? Do either of these stories change the way you perceive the use of AI in our society? Sound off in the comments or our MMN Discord for a more heated or a more nuanced debate. All right. That's it for today's AI Roundup. If you're enjoying what we do here, as always, please hit that like button and sub to the channel. Signing off for this May 8th episode of AI Roundup, I'm Phil Buck, and I'll see you next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.